Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. If you've ever had even a little contact with or knowledge about the use of animals to test household products or cosmetics, you probably have seen the Leaping Bunny logo, which is associated with companies that do not test their products on live animals. Do you ever wonder where that comes from and who's behind the Leaping Bunny and what assurances does a consumer obtain when they buy a bunny-bearing product? Well, the big news is that the bunny may get the opportunity to migrate away from the European Union to concentrate on other parts of the world because the EU has just agreed to ban cosmetic testing on animals. So how did that occur, and what can we expect now? Later in the show, we have new evidence about children's affinity toward animals, and is mandatory dog microchipping coming to your town? Now, I'm very pleased to welcome Michelle Thu, Chief Executive of Cruelty Free International and the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection. Cruelty Free International was launched last year by the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection, BUAV, with a goal to eliminate all testing on animals for cosmetics around the world. Welcome to the program, Michelle.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Michelle, so the EU ban is the big current news. Please describe what it states.
What this is, coming in March of this year, March 11th, is a final stage in a ban, which means not only will it be against European law to test cosmetic products or ingredients on animals, but it will also become against the law to import products that have been tested on animals. And that's really the final stage of a ban that's been coming in stages here in Europe over the last few years. But as of March 11th, not only do we have a testing ban, we also have a sale and import ban too.
Oh, that's fantastic. Michelle, what were the main challenges in reaching this ban, and who or what opposed this agreement?
Well, we've been campaigning on this issue now for over 20 years, so go back. Actually, the BUAV, our founding organization, has been campaigning on this issue for decades. And really, when we first started out, people were aware that cosmetics may be tested on animals, but we still faced opposition with people saying there is no other way. Even though this may be cruel, there are no alternatives. And we just kept this issue on the public agenda. And what we've seen over the years we've been campaigning is not only has public opinion been really strong, you know, citizens don't want to see this testing, but also more and more companies have stepped up to the plate and said, look, we can test cosmetics without using animals. That's really helped us. And what's also helped us is that the science is now so advanced that you don't need to use animals to test cosmetics.
What was the role of Tonio Borg in completing the agreement?
Well, what actually happened is during our campaigning, we had been very clear that the European Parliament was on our side. They had listened to citizens and they were very clear, but this ban was going to come in. But the European Commission, which is kind of the other half of the European government, still had to make a decision about whether or not they were going to postpone this ban or they were going to, you know, have some kind of exemptions that would mean that companies could still test on animals. We fought that very strongly, and actually what happened is we got the appointment of a new commissioner, Tonio Borg, who came in, looked at this issue and said, actually, no, it's time, and has confirmed to us that the ban will come in on March 11th.
Okay, so non-EU countries such as Switzerland, Norway, and Iceland, where do they fit into the animal testing landscape?
Well, where they fit, those countries that are kind of part of Europe but not part of the formal European Union actually tend to mirror what happens in Europe. So we're expecting that they will mirror that legislation. What's really going to be interesting now is seeing what happens around the world, because what this European ban does is it sends a very clear signal globally to companies and to governments and to regulators worldwide to say that we need to see the globe free of animal testing. And that's really where Cruelty Free International's role comes in. It's kind of building on what we've achieved in Europe and now hoping that other governments around the world will follow that lead.
So, Michelle, if animal testing is performed in the development of a product outside of the EU, Yeah. Can it be imported for sale into an EU country?
Yeah, what happens, what the ban will mean, is not only can you not test a cosmetic product or an ingredient on the soil of the European Union, but if you want to sell your products in Europe, you will not be able now to commission new animal testing for sale in that market. So if you're a company outside of Europe and you want to sell into Europe, so you're a US company, you want to sell a cosmetic product into Europe, you've actually got to demonstrate that that product has not had new animal testing, so that you have to do that through, you know, the advanced non-animal methods or by proving that your ingredients are already safe. And that's why it really does send a message to the rest of the world that Europe has said we want to have ethically produced cosmetics in Europe, and that will have an impact on producers worldwide.
Oh, this is just a huge development, Michelle. So you'll still need the leaping bunny in Europe to inform consumers, at least for now, right? So they know that the product was not tested on animals.
That's exactly right. And the bunny's important still in Europe. It's clearly important globally, and it operates internationally. It operates in the US and around the world. But it still remains important in Europe, because what the leaping bunny symbol guarantees is that that company has not tested its product or its ingredients on animals for any market. Remember that we're just talking about new animal testing for Europe. So what we want to say to consumers is, you know, if you want to buy from a cosmetics industry that is largely global with multinational businesses, you want to make sure that they're not testing for any market, whether that's for Europe, the US, or Asia. So what the bunny symbol says to consumers is this company does not test their products or ingredients on animals. We go right through their supply chain. We check their suppliers. We open them to audit. So you know that for any market, that company has not tested its products. They're doing more than just complying with what the law will now say in Europe.
Mm. And what about testing around the world and in the U.S. and Canada? What is the situation outside of Europe concerning animal testing, Michelle?
Well, the situation for cosmetics and beauty products is that, sadly, 80% of the world would still allow this practice. We've been successful in Europe after this 20 years, but we've still got an issue around the rest of the world. And the situation varies. You know, there are countries where maybe not much animal testing for cosmetics takes place, but it could potentially be allowed in future. They'll certainly allow the sale of animal-tested cosmetics. There are countries like the U.S. where we don't even have a mandation for the use of alternatives. So if you're a company in the U.S., you can test your products on animals or you can test them with non-animal methods. And then there are countries like China that actually require additional animal testing, even if a product is already proved safe for the rest of the world. So we've still got some big challenges globally.
Mm. So what can listeners in North America do, Michelle, to advance the cause of cruelty-free testing?
Well, they can do two things. Firstly, you can go to our website, crueltyfreeinternational.org, find out about the campaign and get involved, because obviously this now needs to move to the US. We need to see the US coming into line with what's happened in Europe. And they can also make sure that they're sending a message to companies by buying products that have bunny approval. You can go to our website. You can find lists of companies worldwide that don't test their products on animals. So it's both getting involved with the campaign and also making sure that when you buy, you shop compassionately. And that sends a real message.
That's wonderful. When did the bunny come alive?
Well, the bunny came hopping along about 15 years ago, and we developed that with a coalition of international organizations because we really wanted to demonstrate to consumers a way through the confusion. Because if you go into a drugstore, you go out shopping, you really find lots of labels. It's very confusing. Lots of products that are labeled not tested on animals when it only relates to the final product, not the ingredients, which is where testing takes place. So we wanted to unify this to have one symbol that consumers can trust, and that's why it's now the recognized global accreditation program.
There is a lot of mislabeling, isn't there?
There is, and this is one of the reasons that we we founded this bunny program with a group of organizations because it's very confusing. You can pick up a product, it will say not tested. That very often only means a finished product, and that really isn't where animal testing takes place. That's why we trace through the supply chain, and a company has to guarantee that they mean what they say. Companies are aware that people do not want to buy products that are tested on animals, and so they may label products, but actually that can just be a very surface claim. So that's why we say to people, shop with the bunny and you know that we've checked that company out.
Very good. Don't go away. We're speaking with Michelle Thu. She's Chief Executive of Cruelty Free International. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Thanks for tuning in to Animals Today.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
This message is brought to you by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
Want to really clean up this spring? Then lose that nasty carpet at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Sale. Clearance flooring is an incredible 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate is just 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished bamboo is up to 40% less. Prefinished solid exotic hardwood up to 28% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry! Spring flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Welcome back to the show. We're speaking to Michelle Fu with Cruelty Free International. Michelle, just before the break, you mentioned briefly about China, and China still mandates animal testing on cosmetics. Do you have a plan for China?
We do. We really need to change the regulation there. China is unique in the world in that not only do they allow animal testing for cosmetics, as lots of countries do, but they actually require companies to test their products on animals, even if they're proved safe in the rest of the world. So you can be a company in the US that has been successfully selling your product for many years, and if you want to sell that product in China, you're actually going to trigger some additional animal tests, and we clearly think that isn't necessary. So we've been working with a coalition of companies, but some that currently sell in China and some that don't sell in China because of their ethical position, to try and lobby Beijing to get that process to change. So we've been out there. We're going back out there again later this year to meet with officials to really push this forward. I think there is change starting to happen in China. They're starting to accept some more non-animal methods, and clearly they're starting to listen to those companies that will not sell on that market until that position changes.
Yeah, it's really so silly and unnecessary what they do there. Michelle, I mentioned earlier that Cruelty Free International is a project of the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection, BUAV. What do each of these entities now do?
Well, BUAV was founded over 100 years ago, an old British organization, which was founded to campaign against all animal experiments, and we still do that. So my founding organization campaigns against all kinds of animal research. We employ scientists and lawyers and policy specialists to work with governments, to work with scientists internationally to try and bring an end to all kinds of animal research. And we do that pretty successfully. But Cruelty Free International is two things. It's both narrow in its focus because we're only looking at product testing and we're only, as our first goal, looking at cosmetics, but it's also broader because it's global. So what we're trying to do is to bring an end to product testing globally, and that's what Cruelty Free International is about. So they're sister organizations, but they have two different missions.
Got it. And I see that two of the BUAV campaigns are to promote more open information about animal testing and to combat the trade on juvenile primates in research. What are the issues and goal in those campaigns?
Well, on both of those issues, we've been working for a long time. The first one is to try and get access to information, because we believe that there should be a really informed public debate about what's happening to animals. One of the things that you'll know, Laurie, about animal research is that it's behind closed doors. So the public are very often not aware what's happening to animals, and very often with public money. So we believe that that is wrong. We're not looking for information about who is doing animal research. We're not targeting individuals, but we want a proper informed debate about what's actually happening behind closed doors. So we make requests under Freedom of Information legislation. We go backwards and forwards to court to get access to information that we think the public should have so there can be that debate. And also, you know, where there may be instances of wrongdoing or where there are issues where we think that licenses or that research shouldn't be taking place, we want the right of citizens to challenge that. So that's the first campaign. The second thing is we've been very concerned about the trade in primates for research internationally, again, for decades. We've conducted investigations into what's a very cruel trade in some of the source countries around the world, and we're trying to bring an end to that. And we have not only been working with governments internationally to try and cease that trade in primates to research, but we've also been working with airlines internationally to try and ask them to take a compassionate stance and not to transport primates for research.
Michelle, can you explain the BUAV's position on the use of animals for pharmaceutical testing and testing of medical devices?
The BUAV is opposed to all use of animals in research, and that would also include animals that are used for medical research. And that's really for two reasons. It's primarily because we have a moral position. We were founded 100 years ago with a very clear moral position that we believe it's simply wrong to use animals in research, not for their benefit, but cause them immense suffering and pain and lead ultimately to the death of those animals. But also on scientific grounds, we just believe that what society needs is modern, humane medicine that's much more relevant to the human condition. And relying upon animal tests that, you know, are hundreds of years old is not the way to do that.
And so how are you trying to oppose animal testing in medical research?
We're doing a number of things. We work globally with regulators to try and make sure that where there are alternatives to using animals that they're used. One of the problems is, you know, the science can be there, there can be some of these alternatives, but companies and regulators don't always use them because to get a product onto the market, you may be required to do animal tests, even if you as a company don't want to. So we do spend a lot of our time working with regulators to try and update some of the global regulations that govern animal tests, and also working with companies very often behind the scenes to develop roadmaps to enable them to move away from animal experimentation. And with all of that, obviously, we do public campaigning, we do lobbying, we do policy work, we take legal challenges, all to try and move everyone down this road a little bit faster.
Michelle, how about other animal welfare issues? Does the BUAVs, does it take a position on the human consumption of animals for food? Do you promote veganism as a compassionate or environmentally friendly choice?
Well, we sit within the broader animal protection and animal rights movement, so it would be no surprise to you to know that, you know, the people that work for my organization, and certainly I would think a lot of the people that support us, are compassionate about animals right across the board. So the organization sits very clearly as an animal protection organization. That's where we're founded. That's what we believe. We believe animals should be treated with compassion and respect. We happen to specialize in bringing animals out of research. And we are a specialist organization because we're dealing with a complex subject that we think needs attention and focus. So we don't deal with any other issue as an organization. But of course, both personally and in terms of the people that support our organization, they're with us because they care about animals.
Right. You're listening to Animals Today. Check us out, animalstodayradio.com. We have all our shows prior that were broadcast on the archive page of animalstodayradio.com. Animals Today is sponsored by Advancing the Interest of Animals. Check them out, AIAnimals.org, AIAnimals.org. We're speaking to Michelle Thu. She's Chief Executive of Cruelty Free International and the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection. What a great, interesting interview, a very informative. More with Michelle Thu right after the break. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Thanks for tuning in.
When you smile, childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your face.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't.
Switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Welcome back to the show, Michelle Thu with Cruelty Free International. Michelle, BUAV, British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection, also conducts undercover investigations. Can you describe an investigation you're particularly proud of, and what did it accomplish?
We do conduct investigations, and we do that because we think it's very important for the public and for politicians to see the reality of what happens to life in animals in laboratory. So we've conducted a number of investigations over the years, and I think some of the things we're most proud of is actually bringing to public attention what's happening maybe in some of our universities, in some of our, we did an investigation into a beagle breeding facility, for example, to show life in that puppy factory. And we have continued to conduct investigations demonstrating the trade and the use of wild caught primates. These are difficult things to do, but actually it's really important to us to demonstrate to the public, particularly where we have no freedom of information, what actually happens to animals behind closed doors.
Yeah. You also have an interest in Botox or botulinum toxin testing on animals. And remarkably, the pharmaceutical company Allergan, maker of Botox, has developed a method using cell lines and not whole animals to test their products. What's happening with botulinum toxin testing in Europe?
Well, that is great news from Allergan. We met with the company. They put out a statement with us to acknowledge what they were doing. And that's been the result of many years of work. It's very clear that the public don't want to see these toxins tested on animals. And it's great news that Allergan, who make one type of botulinum toxin, Botox, have actually stepped up to the plate and found a non-animal method. What's happening now is that we're trying to encourage the other manufacturers of botulinum toxin to also follow that lead, because if one company can do it, we believe that they all can.
And I also see you mention on your website the Body Shop. What is the relationship with the Body Shop?
Well, we as an organization have been working with the Body Shop for decades. We worked with Anita Roddick when we were actually campaigning in Europe. We handed in a petition of 4 million signatures with her to the European Parliament. So we have a long-standing relationship with the Body Shop as a cruelty-free company. What happened is when we launched Cruelty Free International, the Body Shop offered to support us, and they put a pledge in all of their stores, including all of their stores throughout the US and worldwide, urging consumers to sign up to try and get a global ban. So we're now working as a campaign partner with the Body Shop to try and get people to sign up to a global pledge to present that to governments around the world so that we can follow the lead in Europe. And I'm particularly keen that we also see that happen in the US. You know, I lived in the US for a number of years, very familiar with the country, really would like to see that kind of progress. And there are lots of compassionate citizens across the US stepping forward, signing that pledge, getting involved. And that's what the Body Shop has enabled us to do. It's enabled us to go out onto the street to actually, you know, ask consumers to sign up to the campaign. So that's a great support for us.
Where do we sign up?
You can go online. The pledge isn't currently in store. It was in stores all throughout the year. You can now go online, cruelty-free-international.org, and sign up to the Body Shop pledge there.
Oh, very good. And Paul Mitchell, the hair brand, you have a new partnership with them as well, right?
We do. That's really exciting. They're a fabulous company, and they have demonstrated their ethical credentials by pulling out of the Chinese market. So they won't sell in China until that position changes. I had a meeting and a conference with Jean-Paul DeJoria himself just a few weeks ago here in London to launch that partnership, and they're carrying that throughout their salons in Europe. Again, if you go online, you'll see all the details of that. They're encouraging people to, you know, buy bunny bonus bags. They're giving us some support for our campaign, and again enabling us through salons to reach the public and to spread that message. So they're a great company for us to be partnering with.
Now, there are many products out there that are cruelty-free that don't have the leaping bunny on it. Is that correct? Like, for example, if I'm shopping for a cosmetic and I want to make sure I buy something that was not tested on animals, like Avon or Maybelline or one of those, how do I know if the bunny is not on there that it was not tested on animals?
It's true that not all of the companies that are certified under the global program actually carry the logo. Some of them haven't chosen to license the logo. It may be for packaging reasons, design reasons, all kinds of reasons. So the important thing is to go online. The lists online will be updated regularly. So you can go to gocruelty-free.org for a listing. You can go to leapingbunny.org. You'll actually get a listing of the companies that are current. So it's great if companies use the logo, and we encourage them to use the logo because it's a really clear and easy visual symbol. But the best thing to do is to check online.
Oh, very good advice. Now, there's a convention to be held in New York City this spring, the Sustainable Cosmetics Summit, which reflects not only cruelty concerns, but green and environmental footprint concerns. Who attends that, Michelle, and what are the goals of the conference?
Well, that's a conference which is bringing together people in the beauty industry that are really interested in sustainability and in developing great products in a sustainable, environmentally friendly, ethical way. So that's really important for us, because if we attend events like that, we're able to talk directly to those people in the industry that want to have sustainable products. For us, we see animal protection right at the heart of that whole sustainability agenda. We don't think that a company can be truly green and truly sustainable if they still have animal testing involved in their portfolio, and that's why we're making sure that animals' voices are heard at these kind of big beauty summits where sustainability is on the agenda.
Now, you will be a guest speaker there, I assume, and what will
will,
the topic
be? Cruelty Free International will be attending. So we'll be there, and that gives us a direct opportunity to talk to the beauty industry.
Very good. Any other last messages or words you want to tell my listeners?
I think this is a really inspiring time for us. I've been involved in this issue for quite a long time, pushing this boulder uphill, but I think the most important thing to say is we are making progress. This European ban is a huge step forward. It shows what's possible. It sends a signal to the rest of the world. And what we would like people to do is just get behind us at Cruelty Free International and now try and make sure that the rest of the world follows that lead. But this is a really exciting time for animals. We're on the verge of developing a global ban here.
It sure is. This is a huge deal here. Michelle Fu, the websites where people can learn about your work and how to support you is cruelty-freeinternational.org and
yes.
BUAV.org. Cruelty-freeinternational.org and BUAV.org. Michelle Fu, thank you.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hi, Peter.
Lori.
Were you tuning in?
Listening very intently.
Isn't that amazing?
Fabulous.
This is a huge deal.
Yes. That's
great.
This
ban could start a whole wave here.
I know. And, you know, from our U.S. perspective, we look at the EU and sometimes maybe don't appreciate the influence and the leadership that can come from there, because we're watching their financial troubles, right? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But this will reverberate around the world pretty quickly, I would say. It'd be very interesting to see what happens in China.
Yeah. They do lead in terms of animal issues in general, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. We sort of lag behind, don't we?
Yeah, they do, with a lot of stuff, you know, decline and the puppy mills and the this and that. Yeah. So we're just lagging behind here. Yeah, it will be interesting to see what happens with China. What an unnecessary little policy they have, where
yes.
even though products were not tested on animals and tested to be effective and efficient, right?
Right.
It gets to China, they have to test it on animals.
Again. I know.
Well, so silly.
We do a lot of silly stuff around here, too, don't
well.
We? Do you know the story, speaking of Paul Mitchell? I know it's not exactly on point here, but you know John Paul DeJoria, whom she mentioned.
Sure.
Have you ever seen his biography?
Mm-mm.
It's the most amazing story. He was destitute, had a vision, was selling products, I think, out of his car, samples. I think living out of his car. I mean, didn't have two nickels to rub together, and develops this huge dynasty through sheer determination and vision and staying true to his beliefs.
Oh, that's
it's
so cool.
The most inspiring success story of a real genuine achiever that
wow.
you can ever imagine.
Wow.
So, and then to just pull out of China, you think that cost them a lot. To pull their products out of China right now, Paul Mitchell Company,
sure.
which So way to go.
Wow, way to go.
And then when China reopens in the new era, I'm sure they'll be right there.
Great, I know. You got news for us after the break?
Got some good news.
Okay, looking forward to it. Don't go away. Animals Today.
So you and your family have decided to get a dog or cat. We think that's great, and we want to remind you to adopt your next pet instead of buying. That's because there are so many lovable, adoptable dogs and cats waiting to go home that it just doesn't make sense to buy a pet from a breeder or pet store. And tragically, 50 to 70% of all animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That's millions per year. So when you adopt your pet from a shelter, most likely you really are saving a life. Did you know that most dogs sold in pet stores come from puppy mills, crowded, inhumane breeding facilities that exist simply for the profit of their owners? Did you ever consider that dog breeders are in business mainly to create and sell animals? Buying animals just makes pet overpopulation worse because it perpetuates unneeded breeding and takes away chances to live from sheltered animals. Even if you want a particular breed, you should still visit a shelter because 20 to 25% of animals housed in shelters are purebred. Or contact an animal rescue group that works with the breed you like. With not much effort, you can usually find your perfect companion. So remember, adopt and save a life. It'll give you a nice, warm, and furry feeling. This message is from Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org. Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Want to really clean up this spring? Then lose that nasty carpet at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. Clearance flooring is an incredible 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate is just 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished bamboo is up to 40% less. Prefinished solid exotic hardwood up to 28% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry! Spring flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
At Kronos, we didn't invent the cloud, but we are using it to help all kinds of organizations control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative cloud technologies are helping increase revenues, cut costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud Technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
OfficeMax is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with five pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at OfficeMax stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to OfficeMax now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Lori Kirschner. Hi, Peter.
How you doing?
Well, since you wanted to play Money for Nothing, I'm assuming there's some animal-related story dealing with money.
That's right, and millionaires in particular.
Okay, tell me.
Do you know that among millionaires, there is a big difference between how many of them have dogs versus cats? About 50% of the millionaire pet guardians or pet owners have a dog, but only 30% of them have a cat.
Why?
So that's their spread. Sure, everyone wants to know why. You can speculate, but I don't think we're gonna answer. But if you compare that to sort of average household, 39% have dogs, 33% have cats. So pretty equal there. So there's a spread in dog versus cat in the millionaire group. Now, ask your question why.
Why?
Why? I don't know.
Speculate.
Cats are annoying. They ruin your house. No, I don't know.
Okay.
But there it is. And so there's no science. There's just descriptive statistics here.
Okay, so when you were mentioning the regular household, 30-some-odd percent have dogs, 30-some-odd percent have cats. Yeah. What do the other 30-some-odd percent have?
Oh, well, it's not a third or third or third.
Okay.
It's just the balance.
Okay, so. Okay. Didn't know if a ferret is becoming popular these days or a guinea pig.
I know. But since you mentioned ferret, I have to give you my mole story, and you can tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got a mole, the little mammal.
Right.
Not really a pet, but...
They're still pretty cute.
In Vanderbilt University, they are studying them, and you can tell me if you approve of this sort of line of research.
I can tell you right now, no.
Okay. Well, are you interested to know if a mole sense of smell works in stereo? Does he have stereo smell?
No, I'm not interested to know. Why would that help me at all? Why would it benefit humans to know that information?
Well, the need to know seems to drive a lot of our experimentation on animals.
Okay.
So the mole was set in an experimental paradigm, and he had to smell a piece of worm or something similar. And they were able to determine that he uses his sense of smelling in stereo to localize the food and go right toward it.
Okay, and you're asking me, do I think that's justifiable to experiment on moles and to torture animals to know if their sense of smell is in stereo?
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Okay, that's not going to answer that question.
Okay.
You know the answer already.
Well,
what's the point?
Well, the point is downstream. Maybe it will tell us something about people if they would speculate. Maybe...
That's 100 years from now. We're going to say, see, that mole experiment really did us good.
Yeah. There's a need to publish. Publish or perish.
Okay. Well, I want to save the
moles. Where do you think the mole came from? Like, did he walk in and say, I would like to help you with your research?
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be some mole supplier. And then they release him when he's done with his
dues.
So.
Moles still feel pain.
Yeah.
They're sentient beings.
They did stick a tube up the... mole's nostril at one point.
Oh, see that? I don't like that.
Yeah.
I just don't think
Stuff like this happens just routinely.
I know.
And in England, let's go back to England.
Okay.
By 2016, all dogs must be fitted with a microchip.
See, they're so far ahead of us.
Yes.
Okay, that's wonderful.
And it's pretty common already, but they're going to just add some steep fines to those who do not comply, up to £500, $800, if you do not chip your dog. And in Europe, it's still sort of spotty. In Berlin, you don't need a chip, but if you're in Milan, then or Lisbon, then you have to have a chip. Mm. So it's sort of not necessarily uniform, but it's getting there.
I wonder why they don't include cats.
Yeah.
As long as they're going to include dogs, why not include cats?
Yeah. In the United States, you know, according to Petfinder, and maybe, I don't know if this is accurate, but this is the most recent data I could find, 3-4% of dogs entering shelters are microchipped, and only 1% of cats.
Wow.
Do you think that sounds accurate? I would have guessed a little higher.
Yeah, I would have.
But that's the most recent number I can,
wow,
I can
that's,
find.
Wow, that sounds pretty low.
So that's really low.
Low.
And so yeah. It's a great idea to mandate chipping to the animals who enter, right?
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Well.
Increase your chance if your dog gets lost or your cat gets lost of getting your animals back. We just, as you know, I just rescued a cat in a sewer, living in a sewer.
Yeah.
On the street here in Southern California, living in a sewer.
How'd you get him?
Well, we were able to get him out through, you know, with food and with a couple other hands helping us. But I'll tell you, you know, he's the sweetest thing, And you just, you could tell he was well taken care of and loved. He doesn't have a microchip. If he had a microchip, we'd be able to, you know, hopefully.
So it was pretty evident to you that he was a pet.
I think so, Peter.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now there's now he's not reunited. You have to find.
Right. We called all the vets. We called all the shelters in the area. We put up signs. We did what we could. We put, you know, put his picture on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
and it's pretty inexpensive and easy to get this chip inserted these days.
It sure is.
Yeah.
So now we'll just find him a loving home. But it sure would be nice to reunite him if he did have a good guardian.
Yeah.
Anything else?
So young children, 18 to 36 months, they have a great interest in looking at and being interested with by live animals. So when in a different study, when you present these children pictures of or dolls that look like animals versus the live animal, like a gerbil or a fish that they can't touch, they are much more interested in the live one than the cuddly toy.
Mm.
So what happens with that? Who knows where that interest leads. But the thought is that they do have some interest very early in life, greater than the plush toys.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
Thanks, Peter.
You bet.
More next week. Thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirschner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other ones sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Jordan Hooker. Travel is easing, but utility crews in New England are struggling to restore power, and many homes remain cold and dark. The National Weather Service is forecasting warmer temperatures in the region tomorrow, but that is raising worries that rain could add weight to snow and cause roofs to collapse. New Orleans police continue to search for three men who fled the scene of a shooting on Bourbon Street last night. The gunfire wounded four people celebrating the countdown to Mardi Gras. Police say a bystander's video of the incident shows one of the victims involved in an argument just before shots were fired. Drought is taking a toll on producers of ethanol. Corn has become so scarce that 20% of the nation's 211 ethanol plants have been forced to halt production over the past year. Industry experts don't expect a shortage, however, because millions of barrels have been stockpiled. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code HEART5. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick any delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful.